Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey guys, since this video will be a little bit different. So in this video, I'll talk about how to avoid the burnout and some of the things that I've learned having my own like burnouts as entrepreneur. And this video specifically will apply to people who are already like successful entrepreneurs, but they're facing like some kind of like burnouts or pretty much getting to this point. If you're an entrepreneur and if you had a burnout, you know exactly what I mean. And what I'll cover in this video is basically how to avoid this, how to make sure it doesn't happen, and how to make sure your productivity is as high as possible at any given point in your life. So why people have the burnout, right? So burnout typically happens, from my observation, for a few reasons. So one of them is basically your team is not structured properly, right? So for example, team, right? So it's basically your team, or there are like some people, there are some weak links in your team that are not doing the work that that needs to be done, or basically some people that are bottlenecks in the whole process. Or if you're like, maybe you're just starting out, then it could be you, right? That's the bottleneck of the whole process, and pretty much you are kind of like, you're putting too many things, you want to make like many things happen, right? And you simply don't have the capacity to make those things happen. So pretty much you have to hire good people, right? And obviously like hiring good people, it's like, you know, it's a huge topic, right? But pretty much it comes down to this, because if you are doing things that you don't enjoy, or you're doing like too many different things, then it will come to the point where it's simply, you know, you're burning out and you're frustrated and you don't want to do those things. So, which leads me to the second point, which is focus, right? So if you're doing, let's say, you know, 20 different things at the same time, right? And all of them, obviously, you know, let's say you lead like, you know, 10 or 20 different projects, then obviously all of those projects, or let's say, you know, let's say dropshipping, let's say e-commerce as an example, like all of those projects will pretty much like dilute your focus, right? And you only have so much energy at any given point. And if you kind of like dilute your energy here, there, then pretty much you'll be like drained, right? And if you, again, so these are very interconnected, right? So these are very interconnected, because if you don't have these, if you don't have like a good team that kind of like, so you can focus on things that make the most impact and your team does the rest of it, and then if you don't have focus on few things that make the biggest impact on your business, then pretty much you'll get to this point where you'll be like, you know, burnt out. And so that's the same stuff that I had experience with, where I tried to do too many things by myself, and we had, you know, wrong like team members in place in our company, so we couldn't, you know, we couldn't get things done, and I was getting frustrated because of it. And suddenly, like, you know, it's like gradually, it's getting to the point where it's like, you know, you don't want to go to work, you don't want to work, you don't want to get anything done, because it's just like so frustrating. So the third part here is the health, right? So health is, it's my Slack. Basically health is another thing that has a huge impact on burning out. For example, if you're like sleep deprived, if you don't sleep, you know, sufficient amount of hours, typically, you know, 7 to 9 hours for average like person is sufficient. I use Oura Ring. Oura Ring basically allows you to track the sleep, how much you're sleeping, how is the quality of your sleep. So I'll cover some of those things in another video. Then eating healthy, right? For example, if you eat a lot of like sugary food, if you eat a lot of like low quality meat, Basically, if you're not eating clean, then it will also, it's, you know, people who are like, it's kind of like all very interconnected. For example, people who eat bad food, they are depressed because that's the food causing that, right? And they're, because they're depressed, they eat, they want to eat more, right? To kind of like make that depression go away. They just, you know, fill their time with eating again, right? So they're eating. So that's why there's so many like overweight people. So eating clean, right? So there are a few aspects to it, right? So eating clean.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.
It's very simple actually, right? It's like just few elements. Sleeping well, right? Or using like something like Oura Ring to measure it. And then exercising, right? So that's very helpful. These two, eating clean and sleeping, probably the most important. Exercising is also very important, but at least you have to get these two dialed in. And it doesn't take a lot of time to, you know, just, you know, to sleep well, like you just schedule your calendar. So it's like after a specific time, you just go sleep. And if you're in a position where it's kind of like you feel like maybe you want to monitor your ads, right? Maybe you want to like, you cannot like leave your ads like because you want to monitor and you want to, you know, keep them, you know, like monitor, shut them down if needed, right? So if you're in that position, then you have the team problem, right? So again, like these three are very like interconnected, right? And if you want to be consistently productive, if you want to like consistently produce and build, you know, amazing business, then like you have to get all of these three under control. So probably the first priority would be the health, right? So because if you are healthy, you're thinking straight, and then it will be easier for you to focus, right? And if you know how to focus, then you know exactly what team members do you want to attract to your team. So all of these interconnected, but health at the end of the day, it is the most important part. So a lot of people neglect this. A lot of people, you know, especially like in our industry, it's like all about the advertising and how to advertise more efficiently, more profitable, which is obviously an important part of it. But then basically all of these are tremendously important. If you don't have these, then you know probably advertising would be somewhere like on top, right? So it's like one little tactic that goes kind of like into building your business. So advertising, like you cannot like put advertising here and only like build a foundation for your business. It's not how it works. So you have to take care of your health. And you have to take care, like, I mean, on another side, like if you advertise profitably, then you can hire good team members, so you can focus more. But if you're not healthy, if you don't feel well, then pretty much, you know, no amount of money will make you happy. So this is it, guys. This is basically how to avoid the burnout, some of the mistakes that I made, and pretty much it's very simple. It's very simple formula. Focus on these, like eating clean, sleeping, exercising. Then, you know, keep focused on few key projects or even like one project ideally. Sometimes it's few, you know, for most entrepreneurs because we want to like always be like, and you know, creating stuff and building stuff, but at least few, not like too many different projects, and building great teams so you can kind of like, so that focus can be reinforced and you can build amazing things. And obviously there is some advertising on top of it. There's like, you know, if you have all of these, then figuring out advertising or new advertising platform or new business model will not be difficult once you have all of these in place. So this is it, guys. This was not like typical video that you would see on my channel. Typically I talk about the advertising, e-commerce, dropshipping, how to scale your business profitably with advertising, but these are tremendously important. And Thank you for watching this video. If you have any questions or any, just let me know in the comments, or maybe some topics you want me to cover in next videos. And I'll see you guys in next video. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe to my channel, so I basically you get more videos like this. And thank you for watching, guys.